It is March 1936. For several weeks, Dorothea Lange has spent her time documenting the migrant workers' camps in California's Central Valley. Lured by false advertisements of work with high wages, families lost in the Great Depression and escaping the Oklahoma Dust Bowl have come to work. But wages are pitiful, the work extremely hard and hard to come by. They left everything behind, and now many are starving. Since 1932, Dorothea has been photographing out on the streets of San Francisco, breadlines, the homeless, strikes, and demonstrations. She is hired by the Farm Security Administration to document the plight of the migrant workers for Washington. On this day, heading north for home, she passes a handmade sign on the side of the road, Pea Pickers Camp. Intuitively, she turns around and drives into the camp. The freezing rain has destroyed the pea crop. There is no work, there is no money, and there is no food. She sees a woman with her children sitting in a makeshift lean-to. They have existed on frozen vegetables from the fields and small sparrows. The mother has just sold the tires from the car to buy food. This moment, captured in the photograph entitled Migrant Mother, will become famous. Printed within days in the San Francisco Chronicle. In response, the federal government then sends 20,000 pounds of food to that camp. Dorothea Lange was not simply interested in showing the poverty and despair. She writes, "I had to get my camera to register the things about those people that were more important than how poor they were. Their pride, their strength, their spirit." She continues documenting victims of the Depression, mainly in the South and West. In 1942, she is hired to chronicle the internment of thousands of Japanese Americans during the Second World War. She begins by photographing them in their homes, schools, and at work, then at the train stations, waiting with their luggage, and later at the camps themselves. She is in complete disagreement with this internment policy and hopes by her work to make that injustice clear. For years, these photographs will be censored by the U.S. government. With compassion, respect, and determination, hers is photography with a social conscience. At the end of her life, this woman, Dorothea Lange, photographer, wife, mother, social activist, said, "To live a visual life is an enormous undertaking, practically unattainable. I have only touched it, just touched it." Dorothea Lange, born May 25, 1895, died on October 11, 1964.
Dorothea Lange, presented by Christina Soma. Her story is a production of the Women's Collective of KVMR-FM, Nevada City, California. We can be reached at kvmr.org. Oh,